Van Hollen wants to force the board to use this new electronic database to cross-check the registration information of hundreds of thousands of voters. He says it's a way to combat widespread voter fraud. That's a claim the Republican Party has made often in Wisconsin and elsewhere, which is partly why Democrats contend that party politics is what's driving Van Hollen's lawsuit. Van Hollen spokesman Kevin St. John addressed that claim yesterday while talking to reporters after a court hearing on the lawsuit, but at first he avoided a direct answer when asked whether there was any coordination between the Attorney General and the Republican Party.
The Attorney General has brought this lawsuit on the basis of his authority as Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin.
Was there any coordination, yes or no?
What I'm saying is that the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin brought this as Attorney General in his official capacity.
St. John was then asked nearly the same question again. This time he answered differently.
What I can say is that the Attorney General does not use any consultation with any political party or interest group to determine whether or not an action is appropriate. This is not a coordinated lawsuit. I can say that absolutely.
State Democratic Party Chair Joe Winicky called the answers telling. Either way, this lawsuit is moving ahead. Dane County Judge Marianne Sumi scheduled another hearing for Wednesday, when she'll decide whether Van Hollen has a conflict of interest in suing a board he normally represents. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.